News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
24 of the injured were children who were enjoying the day with their friends and their families. We can confirm that our teams treated 20 patients at the scene for minor injuries, and these did not need hospital treatment. 27 patients in total were taken to hospital by ambulance, and we believe two of those, including one of the children, have sustained serious injuries.
That was Dave Kitchen from Northwest Ambulance Services speaking late last night about the fact that there were four children among about 50 people injured in that horror incident after a car ploughed into pedestrians during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. One of the children is seriously hurt. Shane, utterly shocking.
Yeah, really, really shocking events. I think we all watched stunned last night, a day of, you know, pure joy in Liverpool turning into an absolute nightmare for those people who were there. The Liverpool City Region Mayor, Steve Rotherham, has been on BBC Breakfast News in the last few moments, Ciara. He's saying no new details available yet on the police investigation. He said, though, that there was detailed work ongoing to determine how a car was able to enter a closed street at such speed. The police aren't treating this incident as a terrorist act. He also said, interesting, he was asked about speculation that events might be alcohol related. He said there's a lot of speculation that's part of the problem. All those things cause real consternation, but the police acted very quickly to put paid to some of that speculation.
It did seem extraordinary, and I saw one of the videos. I know that people were asking them not to be shared on social media, but one of them popped up and I saw it, the actual footage of what happened, and that car was going at significant speed into a crowd, and it was a dreadful sight and utterly shocking to see it. But in my head, I was going, how is that car there? There were a million people on the streets of Liverpool yesterday, and just utterly devastating for all of them. And in fairness, Liverpool fans have had their share of trauma. Look, for more on this now, we are joined by Nathan Murphy from Off the Ball, who is in Liverpool. Good morning to you, Nathan.
Morning, Ciara.
We were just sort of, I suppose, recapping there for listeners what happened yesterday. You were there. The actual shock and fallout on the streets of Liverpool last night, what was it like?
It was a very, very surreal atmosphere around Liverpool last night because, as you mentioned, there was a million people in Liverpool yesterday, which is sort of hard to comprehend that many people around. So when I initially went back towards the scene of the incident about 45 minutes after it happened, you're walking past dozens of pubs where people are singing, people are still celebrating. The news hadn't filtered through what had happened. Where this incident occurred is just off the main streets of Liverpool. So anyone who knows the city, it's very close to the Cavern Club district. There's lots of bars, there's lots of restaurants. And it was only as you got up to the cordon and met some of the people who had witnessed it and started to see some of the families who were worried about their loved ones and wondering where they were, you got a true sense of what might have happened.
Yeah, we did hear from people last night who had become separated from loved ones. And of course, phone networks were down, which created, I'm sure, a degree of panic for people not knowing. So that's very interesting. So half the city knew what was happening, the other half were still in pubs and celebrating and all of that. A very unusual atmosphere.
It was, and it was, by then it had become quite a chaotic atmosphere because, to be honest, I think the city was struggling to cope with that sort of influx. And going back to Lime Street Station at around 9:30, 10 o'clock last night, you couldn't get within 50 feet of it. There were people who'd been queuing for 3.5-4 hours to try and get back out of the city. I've been over since Sunday. I was commentating on the game for Off the Ball and couldn't get a hotel in Liverpool on Sunday night. So I had gone and stayed in Manchester, said, I'll get up early, get the train down. To give a sense of the amount of people that were there, both train stations, Piccadilly and Victoria, by 11 o'clock weren't letting people in to get on trains to Liverpool. It was so, so crowded. Ended up getting a taxi, should take 40 minutes, took over 2 hours to get from Manchester to Liverpool. It felt as though anybody who had an interest in Liverpool descended on the city. And because of that then, that meant that as this happened, and I was looking at some of my videos that I had taken, and I was right down the end of Water Street where the incident happened, is where I watched the parade go by.
So you were very close to where it at, because Water Street is obviously where this occurred. Mm. So you were at the bottom of Water Street.
So I had been at the bottom of Water Street, and the crowd had been building for hours, and it was standing room only. You could not move. In fact, you could see even a few minutes before the bus was coming, people were bringing their children out. It was just too much for some people. And then the bus goes by, and it was all very calm and very celebratory, and there was no great sense of panic or anything like that. The bus goes past, and it was torrential rain all day. So the second the bus went, everybody decided to leave and started walking up Water Street. And it was probably where the incident happened, yeah, around 10 minutes beforehand. And it was slow, but it was moving. It was all good natured. Everybody understood the crowd that was there and were taking their time. And to think then within 10 minutes that something like this could happen, it's beyond comprehension.
Dreadful and extraordinary. Obviously, I'm sure you don't know any more than most people about the why or the how, and obviously the British police have said the speculation is unhelpful. But did you sense when you were there and there were a million people on the streets that there was security, that there was a police presence, that it did feel safe?
It was a very low police presence. And thinking about this and the scale of the parade and it travelling sort of 10 to 15 miles, I'm not sure if you can shut down an entire city. But certainly even internally, when I arrived and I was walking down Water Street, there was one barricade with some security guards, and they were trying to stop people going down by about 3 o'clock and trying to get them to move further along the Strand. But there certainly wasn't the police presence you might have expected for
a million people.
And even as I moved off Water Street to go across the hotel on the next street, it's funny, I remember thinking back that there was a car park, a little car park there, and there was people getting into their cars. I'm thinking, well, they're not going to be able to move for hours and hours, yeah, because like this crowd isn't.
Perhaps
isn't
no
going
one expected
anywhere.
The size of the crowd. But look, I'm delighted you're safe. But thank you very much for joining us this morning, Nathan. That's Nathan Murphy there from Off the Ball, who was in Liverpool yesterday evening. We will have more on that incident that took place on Water Street in Liverpool, where a car ploughed into pedestrians after 8 o'clock.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.